We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst slash numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to our man, Chad Mikowski, all the way up in New Hampshire, where he is pushing about 5 months a year and 89 Trans Am.
You know what? Rocking a third gen
man,
TA.
That's how you get right here in the old pump station.
Right there.
Yeah,
right
he ain't there. Driving in a whole lot.
Yeah, really.
Unless it's got a snowplow on the front of it, then right. You could be getting somewhere fast.
I had an 88 GTA, and it was not a winter car by any means.
No. A winter car or a winter?
Winter.
Oh, gotcha. Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And then, of course, we got our cool car guy. Tim, you have so many nicknames. Like I want to call, like, we got Bonafide. Tim Bonafide Gurr.
Yep.
Gurr.
I'm here.
He said, hey.
How y'all doing?
And the Rambler master.
The man that owns the world's fastest Rambler in Bowling Springs. And Roebuck. Yeah. Not Bowling Springs.
Yeah. I got houses everywhere.
He's a, you know.
She won't let me bring you home. You're leaving that at the old house.
The HOA, and we ain't playing that game.
Right.
Nope, not in our neighborhood, bud. Oh, man. I love it, though. I tell you, it's like when I moved into my new neighborhood. And I come riding in. Matter of fact, that old square body truck is beat to pieces. The neighbors over looking out the window. Like, there goes the neighborhood, Margaret.
Yep.
Those ruffians came in. Sorry.
I was excited about my, let's just say, 8th mile driveway.
You know what? They get really mad. My old neighborhood, I want to tell you something. They don't like burnouts at all.
Really?
Of any type. I even went down to the end of the street, and they still complain about it. I mean, I'm trying.
What would you do if your neighbor was doing that?
Hell, I'd hang them on.
Yep.
I'd throw the water down for them, you know? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like a good neighbor should.
Exactly.
You know what
Break
I mean?
Break out the hose.
Oh, it is. But my old neighbor, which is hilarious, he had a Mustang GT, but he couldn't drive it because his wife wouldn't let him. But it was one of them deals. But he'd sneak over to my house, and, like, he'd come over to my garage. We'd hang out, and we'd talk trash. And then, like, he could hear that door open at his house. Keep in mind, you know, like, there's 500 feet between where we are and his front door. You hear that door open up. I got to go. Bye. And he's off like the wind. Off, just boom, like a fart in the wind. He's gone. I mean, that's just, why be like that? You know, I let my trailer park side show.
Oh, don't forget where you come from.
Hey, never. I want to tell you something. That was my big thing, like, you know. Danny Shirley from Confederate Railroad put it best. He said, when I first
did.
He's literally, he told me in person, he said, Rob, when I got my very first record, and keep in mind, Danny Shirley was the backup band for David Allan Coe for years and years and years and years and years and years. And, you know, he made good money, but not great money. And then, of course, they started their own band, and you get a Grammy, you start making money. And he said, we bought this big house in Chattanooga. He says, absolutely gorgeous. And he wrote a song about it. He said, because that's what all us country boys do up here. And he calls it white trash with money.
Yeah.
and he said, like, I try to fit in, but here I am on my Harley. And they're over here, you know, with their, you know, Lincolns and all these nice cars and all this stuff. And he said, like, I try to fit in. He said, and I just don't. So
yeah,
he said, hey, be yourself. Exactly. He said, like, you fit in them overalls. They fit. Kind of.
I'm trying to fit in, but I keep on going back to overalls.
You know what? It works for you. And now it's coming into style.
That's right.
It's coming into style.
I'm a trendsetter.
You are trendsetter. You something all right.
Look of tomorrow.
The look of tomorrow from yesterday today.
Bonafide.
Bonafide fashions. That's the thing. Like, I love about you, too. You remind me from that guy on Hee Haw that sells everything.
Yeah.
Like every week it's something. Bonafide this. Bonafide that.
BR549.
Just call BR549. Gets it all. What you need, don't matter. I got it. I love it. But you know what? Something I don't have, and something I've never technically, personally owned, we're talking about this week on Hot Rods and Happy Hour. And this is the, if this show sucks, I want all messages, emails, and complaints to go to Mr. Richard R. Hoskins, a.k.a. the professor. Because I want to, I stuttered when I said that because it makes me nervous. The professor himself. Because this show was his idea. I wanted to talk all about C4 Corvettes again. And he said, no, Rob, let's do something different.
It was actually one of my customers' ideas. We were talking cars, as I often do with my customers, and he was talking about in the early 70s, he had a 69 Mach 1, and he said he got married, wife was pregnant, and he traded in on a 72 Pinto.
They didn't have adoption back then? You couldn't drop that kid off somewhere?
Yeah, that would probably...
Kids don't take up a lot of space for a long time. Well, he could have kept the Mach 1 for at least 5-6 years.
Doesn't Pinto really have
more room?
Yeah, that's what Pintos don't really have more space. But,
and it's got a back bumper made of flint.
He did what a lot of people in the early 70s were doing, though, is you trade in your old clopped out muscle car and you buy something new and cheap.
You know something else a lot of people did in the 70s? LSD.
Well, yeah.
We ain't talking about that, though, this week.
We could.
What could you do?
If we want to be here next week, we can't.
Mavericks it is.
But
Pintos.
But yeah, in the 70s, it kind of went into the saving of the gas and all that
stuff. I'm with you, the gas crisis. Now keep my
nose. I'm the oldest one here, and I do remember that.
I don't.
I remember everybody trading in Impalas for Chevettes.
That blows my mind.
Yep.
I mean, that does. I mean, to live in a world like that.
What was depression like in that time?
Well, I wasn't that old.
Well, I mean, were there a lot of people that just like really unhappy?
If I couldn't drive my Impala, I'd be unhappy too. I'd be mad.
I was gonna say if I had to drive a Chevette.
I mean, come on.
Chevette, Pintos, Vegas.
But Vegas, I mean, you gotta think about the Mustang. The Mustang took a dump. '74 went to the Mustang too.
Vegas then weren't cool like they are now.
No. Correction. You know, there's one cool Vega, and it's cool on technicality. It's a Cosworth Vega.
That's right.
Yeah. Like it's just kind of cool, you know? Like, the name is cool.
Well, a lot of these guys have made them into drag cars and stuff like that, so.
Oh, hell, my dad had a drag car Chevelle. You don't see me want to go out and get one.
No, but I'm saying, but then they were economy cars. They made them into,
But they were real economy. And this is something, I was actually talking to my buddy Ricky about this because I was complaining about your crappy show subject to him. And he was telling me, he was telling me about it. And he goes, yeah, he said, but the thing is crazy about economy cars. Now, we're going to get on into this here in a little bit. But he said, they're not cheap. That was the whole idea, economy car. Like, it got good gas mileage, and it was a cheap car. They're not cheap. An economy car now costs as much as you can get a Focus. Focus on this. You can get a Ford Focus optioned out over $40,000. One Focus.
Yeah, but that's
not two Focuses.
That's a Focus with 300 horsepower and all-wheel drive, though.
It's a $45,000 Focus. It's like this. Richard, come here. Stop it. It's a $45,000 Focus. My first house that I bought in 2001 didn't cost but $80,000. That's 1 2/3 new Focuses.
I mean, I don't drive one. I'm just saying. Like, it's not the same as the $16,000 Focus.
You know, but
see, the thing of it too, like even like you're saying, the Focuses and the Toyotas and all these supposedly economy cars, they're not that economy. The gas mileage and stuff really isn't there.
Well, it isn't, and we're going to touch on that a little bit too. I think they're playing a shell game with us. I think they're playing the old Jedi mind trick is what they're doing with us.
That's right.
That's exactly what they're doing with us. First, they throw a $45,000 Focus, and they get a stun. And then next thing you know, they come over here and say, hey, but it gets this, this, and this. And we're like, oh, that's a good thing. Sign me up. $45,000?
Yep.
I cannot believe that. I've got a vein popping up in the middle of my damn head right now. Just thinking about it. It might be a clot.
We need to get you some aspirin.
Not a clot.
I'm telling you. I need a Tylenol. I can tell that already. Talking about economy cars this week on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
$45,000 for a Focus? Sorry, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. I still can't believe it. It's bothering me. That's messing with me right now.
It's what?
I'm having a dad moment over here. 45, grabbing my chest like I'm grabbing my chest like Red Fox in Sanford Sun. 40. Oh, Lord, I'm coming to see you. And, of course, in the studio, Ford Focus loving.
Hey, now.
Richard Hoskins.
I don't know about all that.
Huh?
I don't know he loves Focus.
He does. He's over here pulling one. Well, they got 300 horsepower.
Remind me to tell you the story about the Focus I got to order for the Ford dealership later. I hope
Skip Davenport isn't listening.
I hope he is, actually, because he wasn't real happy about my choice of options. Shout out to Darlington, South Carolina.
That's what I'm saying. Darlington.
Bringing cool little town. Home.
Cool little town.
Cool little town. And, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours Legal Counsel and my new hero because he supplied me with some Tylenol, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Then, of course, we got bona fide Tim Greer all the way from Ballin Springs, South Carolina.
I would like to say I've never owned a Focus.
I've sold some buy here, pay here, but that's it.
You've probably owned a Fiesta. Having a junkyard, you had to own a Fiesta.
Matter of fact, somebody called me about a Focus part the other day, and I said, I just hung up the phone.
This is a Christian establishment, sir. Right. We don't do that kind of stuff around here.
I couldn't believe it got my number.
I probably got it off the wrong bathroom wall.
They couldn't focus.
For good parts, good time, whatever. Call Bonafide.
That's right.
But.
I got it.
So we're talking about economy cars. Now, I want to throw a little warning in here. If you don't like this show, you need to contact Richard Hoskins.
You keep
at 864. No, I'm just kidding.
555. Bonafide.
Focus.
Focus.
Nah,
I'm just proud of it.
What my intention was for the show
is to try to give me a corner and break my heart. That's what you've done.
The people that were back in the day that were growing up, getting married, having kids and whatnot, trading in their beat down muscle cars for cars like new Pintos and Vegas and
station
Chrysler
wagons.
Didn't really do that. Darts, like Dusters, maybe.
But that was a little bit different. At least it had the illusion of something cool.
Yeah, Dusters
like my,
were cool.
My idea of economy car is a Nova.
Yeah.
And that was an economy car. That was a compact car.
Well, the SS was a six-cylinder.
Yep. Well, they did have. You could get a six-cylinder SS, but you could get a four-cylinder
Nova.
Yeah,
you could.
That's exactly right.
But you see what I'm getting at? That was mine. That way, you could drive for a little while, get the cheap insurance, pull it out, put your V8 in it like a good red-blooded American, and you'd be all right.
That's
what you did. You ain't going to put no V8 in your Focus.
Sewed all your kids' diapers and put a V8 in it.
I bet one of them four-cylinders now would be very hard to find.
You know
why?
Still
a four-cylinder.
Because everybody...
You got one?
Yeah. No. Yeah, there's still a four-cylinder.
Yeah.
Hell, find a six-cylinder car is hard enough.
No, I'm talking about the four-cylinder that came out in 60...
Yeah, the little...
It'd be a hard motor to find. Yeah, you're right.
You know why?
Everybody throwing away.
Exactly. Because we're smart. That's why. Economy.
You know, I've only seen, in person, one four-cylinder Nova.
I've never seen one.
I've seen one... And it's convertible.
I think I've seen one. I think it's a convertible. It's probably the same one.
Probably was.
Is it red?
No, it's pink. With white.
You've told me about that.
It's not pink, though. It's like a factory color.
Yeah, it's
like
a factory color, but it's pink. It's like a
fuchsia.
Like an orchid.
Yeah, like an orchid.
Like a lilac color.
Yep. But it's
I had the big box of crayons.
You ladies.
I got all the names. Okay?
You ladies go on.
Periwinkle. Yeah. Listen, just because your parents bought you
the 12-inch. I remember in the 80s they made another version, and it did have a four-cylinder.
Yeah, it was Toyota Corolla.
Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Those sucked.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Malibu is today.
I had a buddy in high school, Doug Ware, that had a blue one, and we jumped so many things in that little car. Man, he would just he'd look for a hill that you just like bottom out on and but, hit it like 80.
So this is the thing you got to think about. You know, these cars didn't get really popular till the 70s. 70, 71, 72 was the first year for the Civic. For the first gen Civic.
The CVCC.
That yep. too.
And this, like them.
The little Civics. And, you know, these things were really kind of ahead of their time. It's almost like they called the gas crunch. Because it's so funny, they started selling them, and then 2 years later, gas. And that was the thing that was crazy. They started rationing gas out and causing mass hysteria over this. And, I mean, like you said, you remember it. You remember it. You remember panhandling on the side of the road with a gas can.
That's right.
That's what, that's what he told me.
We'll remember. Work for gas.
We'll work
for gas. It's like, boys, sit out there on that corner.
And like, you know, you always hear the stories about how people say you got to know somebody at the gas station to get like a full tank. Like you can only get so much, like 10 gallons or whatever a time or whatever it was. But, and the thing is, even then though, at its highest, gas was like a dollar.
Yep.
A gallon. And you're breaking me. You're breaking me. Now gas is $2 a gallon. We don't even blink an eye at it.
We're happy at $2.
I mean, this is my logic. They got us by the heartstrings with a car. If gas was $10 a gallon, you ain't going to like it, but you're going to buy it.
You got to.
It's kind of they got you. That's where they get you. You know what I'm saying?
Don't give me any ideas. I remember when racing fuel was $3 a gallon.
Exactly.
And I could barely afford it.
Exactly.
I drove to town and back one time a week.
But you know, everybody talks about it. Like, I got a gas pump in my office, and everybody, if I hear it once, I hear it 10 damn times a week. Somebody walks in, boy, I'd love to get some of that gas for a quarter a gallon. You know, my old gas pump in there. I'd love to get some of that quarter a gallon gas. You didn't make but 40 cents an hour. You know, that's why. Like, I mean, it wasn't like it was a quarter a gallon. The minimum wage was $7 an hour.
Right. It hasn't really gone up. Just
like
it's just like, even with the, you know, gone with the pay scale.
Or my favorite one is, this is the one that you're talking about, the gas prices. Have you ever noticed something bad happens, something to remotely, like it rains in the Middle East, and gas prices go up here.
Yes.
But the gas that you're selling has nothing to do with what's going on over there.
Same gas you were selling before it happened.
Exactly. Why?
They might not get that 2 gallons from overseas shipped in over here for the same price.
You ever notice that?
It is.
It's a racket. It's where they get you at.
Well,
and
I mean,
then that's
like,
what makes people go buy economy cars.
You know, you were talking about Belden.
It's a chain reaction.
You were talking about Belden. Right out through.
Fun town.
Yeah. But right out through Belden.
Got a haircutting place down there I love.
Yeah. But you ride out through Belden, and there's all kinds.
Tim gets his haircut 4 times a week.
That's right. Where Spinks and QT and all them have their little holding station refineries.
Yeah.
Yep, all out through there. So it's not like they're pumping it in from, you know, Baba Biden.
Well, I'm going to tell you something.
We got the same thing.
They're not pumping it out of Belton, I assure you. It's popping in from somewhere.
There's a pipeline.
I'm going to tell you.
I'm just saying, they ain't getting it from.
Much past a haircut, you ain't getting nothing good out of Belton. I'm just throwing that out there.
All right.
I don't know about it's all that now. In.
You mentioned another service earlier.
Jiffy Lube.
We're talking about economy cars. That's what we're talking about. You picked it, so we're going with it, Professor.
All right.
All right, but we got to stop real quick, take a commercial break. Guys, stay tuned. We're taking Tylenol because we got headaches talking about economy cars this week on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. As always, we have the world's worst show subject picker.
Come on.
Richard Hoskins.
This is not a bad show, man. It's something.
It's definitely not a damn good one.
It's something the world needs to hear.
It's something that a lot of people of Tim's age can relate to.
Exactly.
How about a shout out?
This isn't Hot Rods in retirement. This is Hot Rods in Happy Hour.
How about a shout out to Birmingham, Alabama?
Well, by God.
That's a good place. It's a good town. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel and all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And, of course, we got the driver, the owner, the man, the myth, the legend of the world's fastest rambler in Roebuck, South Carolina, Tim Greer.
If you think about this, that was an economy car.
The Rambler was?
No, it isn't.
Why is that?
Didn't you say it shoots rust out of it and it does wheelies and stuff?
I'm talking about when it came out.
Well, when it was new.
Now it's whatever you've created.
When that came out, it had like
it actually has nothing in it right now. It had a little.
This thing gets like 100 miles.
Economical.
It's a Flintstone.
They had a straight six in them when they first came out.
All of them did.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
There was not a power option.
Like a two. Two something straight six.
1 inch has got 8 runs.
Yeah.
Just something be happy other, with that.
A slant six.
I drive the Murata here, and you can't even bring the Rambler.
Well,
I don't have an engine in it, Professor. Totally
put it on the trailer.
I was going to drive my Chrysler, but I didn't.
The blinker.
I won't tell you something. I'm feeling uncomfortable. One, this show subject's got me creeped out. Richard's Dodge is driving. It's almost Halloween. I'm really freaked out right now.
She's here.
I'm telling you. Like, we got Christine in the parking lot.
Waiting for her to drive
we're talking
to the studio
about
front door.
I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone. I'm freaking out.
Richard, we're going to be trendsetters. Everybody here is going to have a Chrysler.
Everybody's going to have a
I'm going to tell you something. But
well,
you got to be a hell of a salesman to talk me into a Mopar. I'm just saying. Like I told you the story about my grandpa told me. You can chase wild women, you get on booze, anything like that. We can take you to church, send you to rehab. You get messed up on dope, we can send you somewhere. You start messing with Dodges, there ain't no hope for you.
Dude, we need to go for a ride in the Murata?
No. Listen, peer pressure.
Because that's on the table.
Peer pressure is not going to drive me into a Murata. No, sir. If I was broke down on the side of the road and you were driving by, I'd probably ride with you. But you know what I'm saying?
I was going to say, I actually drove the Murata and it runs and drives really good. It's a very comfortable car to drive.
It is.
Turn it with your finger?
Yes. You can.
Is that not the weirdest thing?
It is.
About a Chrysler Dodge product that the power steering is very overpowering.
Yeah. It's probably really the most powerful thing on the car.
Yeah.
I don't think the car makes faster than the car.
The car makes 170 horsepower. The power steering pump has 290.
Yeah. That car does not have 170 horsepower.
And the AC compressor is bigger than the motor.
You want to knock that down by about 40?
Goodness, great. Okay, now we are talking economy car numbers.
That's what we're going to like
Here's what we're going to do this weekend. We're going to run the Mopars, me and you.
All that's right, with man. 100 shot of nitrous.
Well, the professor's like, come on.
Hey, she's running.
We're going to try it.
I've got 2 cars, and they both work right now.
He's the happiest professor in
The one thing I got to say, one of them's General Motors product. I'm just saying. So odds are that one's going to be there.
I do trust that one. A little more than the 40-year-old Dodge.
You think?
But I will say one thing, though. That Marauder, it rides very good. It's a very smooth car.
It's a pleasant car to drive when it runs.
Now, do you get looks? Probably the wrong ones.
Nah, man. It does, man.
It does get looked.
Yeah, it's got to.
It's people are like,
are there any women looking at it?
It's almost like
not
seeing,
really.
It's almost like seeing a ghost because they've never seen one before, and everybody's like, what is that?
I tell you what the Murata is to me.
The coolest Hot Wheel ever made.
The Murata is the members-only jacket of cars.
I need to get
that's
one.
That's exactly right.
You know what I'm saying? Like you know, everybody's grandma had one, or everybody had that weird uncle that had one.
Kobe, how hard would it be for us to get a line of Hot Rods and Happy Hour members-only jackets?
I can get them.
Custom embroidered members-only jackets.
I'm down.
Might do that.
I know what I'm looking for when I get home tonight.
You know, we got a store here locally in South Carolina. It's called Hamrick's.
Yep.
And I seen them advertise this past Christmas members-only jackets. Do you know how
well,
old
they still, they
do you know
them,
how old those? They quit making those things in 1986.
They just found
and they're still trying to sell them.
They found a storage container.
Tell the truth. Don't you wish you had one?
No. I don't want a jacket made out of used parachute material. I don't care if it is in a snazzy hot pink or lavender
here's
or
what
lilac.
You don't, here's what you don't
or
remember.
Periwinkle.
I had a plum one.
You don't
one.
Remember the parachute pants to match.
Oh, snap. Could you imagine the static electricity between your sleeves and your leg? You could touch somebody damn electrocute them. Yep. I mean, come on. You could jump start Richard's Murata.
Especially if you do the zippers a couple of times.
Oh, Lord. Drag your feet on the carpet. It's over with. You'll be sitting like fire trails behind you.
Boom.
I'm kind of excited about working
but
on it.
We're talking about economy cars.
Murata is not one.
We could have talked about C4 Corvettes. But
we could have talked about Marauders, Ramblers,
Nope. We're talking about economy cars.
Pintos?
I got a good economy car story for you.
All right.
So my buddy, I was in parts. You know, that's kind of my thing. I worked in a dealership, worked in a Nissan dealership, and I worked with this old man named Jim Clement. And Jim was a good guy. He's old school parts, like a real parts man, not like Gator at AutoZone, like a real parts man.
That's right.
And this dude knew numbers, knew everything. And he worked for Natalie Chevrolet, which was a large Chevrolet dealership that's still in business today in Atlanta. And I don't think it's a Chevrolet dealership anymore, but they're still in Atlanta. The Natalies are in Atlanta, and they're selling cars. So anyway, you know, very well-known dealership. And he worked there for years in the parts department. And he was talking about they actually brought the Honda franchise in the early 70s.
Yep.
And the Civics were coming out. He said the only problem was these cars sold like hotcakes. Like they were sold before they even hit the ground. So people driving around, well, you got to think about it. They're trying to keep up with demand of these cars. So getting parts for them was a little tricky. And they had 12-inch tires on them. Mm. Little donut tires.
Yeah, they're adorable.
It's cute. My Power Wheels had 13s on it. This has got 12s.
A donut tire the same size as a donut.
It's a real donut.
That's right.
So people were needing tires. They were wearing tires out and stuff like that. And they couldn't get replacements. Nobody sold them aftermarket. So they went back to the dealership. Nobody could get tires. Well, finally, a guy that owned a tractor store in Atlanta came in and said, I got all your problems solved. He found some type of lawnmower tire that was a 12-inch that would work on. And he sold the fool out of these things. Well, my buddy Jim was telling me, he said, next thing you know, we started having people coming in looking for body parts. Hoods and fenders and bumpers. These things weren't DOT approved. You get about 50 miles an hour with a lawnmower tire. Yeah. That was kind of dangerous. But that's the only Honda story I got because I was raised not to like stuff like that.
It's like a sin to drive one in my neighborhood.
It is. I'm going to tell you something. We don't play that. There's no.
I own two Hondas in my life, a CRX and a Civic. Because I used to own a big stereo shop, so of course them are the most two desirable stereo cars to build. I actually loved my little CRX.
You didn't have no Astro vans?
I did have Astro, but people were going to the little compact cars, and you might as well have one.
Actually, I did tell you a lie. I do own a Honda.
Generator?
Exactly. Yeah. I got a Honda motor. That thing runs like a top.
You know why?
The CRX is...
Because it's a Honda.
The CRX is...
I'm going to cut the cord off that thing when I get home.
Got some
I'm done.
Great gas mileage.
Start.
The little CRXs were good little cars.
Well, and you could put 418s in the hatch.
You could. I actually had 615s in the hatch.
And you wonder why you can't hear now.
Huh?
What? But, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I remember there used to be a guy downtown that rode around in a CRX, and, like, it was on the ground. This thing just shook.
Yep.
Without the radio on. And then you cut it on, and, like, you could see the back glass flexing in it.
It was a burgundy.
Yes.
Yep. Had a record player in a dash. A record player.
Yeah, he's spinning the ones and twos.
The ones and twos.
Yep. While driving a five-speed Civic.
Lord.
On cut springs.
Yep.
That's my
boy. It was actually built in Gaffney.
Yeah, that thing would hit, though.
Yeah, it would.
That thing would hit like Mike Tyson. That was bad news.
Now, my Civic.
Are we talking about little cars or stereos?
Well,
same thing.
It kind of goes hand in hand.
Yeah. Now, you could fit a buttload of speakers in a Honda Civic.
Okay, so now this is one I got. Now, you want to talk about, we're talking about the shell game in the first segment a little bit.
Yep.
They're doing one. The Jedi mind trick.
The Jedi mind trick.
So... You can get a Honda Civic that got 48 miles to the gallon in 1984.
Mm-hmm.
And it was carbureted.
Yeah, most Hondas were up until like a late.
It was carbureted, got 48 miles a gallon. But now you can buy a Civic Hybrid, and it's half electric, half gas.
And it gets 48 miles a gallon.
Yeah, or 42 or 43.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about this. Like, we got to take a commercial break, but I want to talk about this right here. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour in the studio. As always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst, / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to Key West, Florida.
That's where old Jimmy Buffett be hanging out.
Oh, yeah.
It's parrot.
Beautiful place.
Old Panama Jack and his parrot.
Do you remember them shirts?
I do remember them shirts. Them right there in the members-only jackets.
If you had that and a members-only jacket, You was cooler than
and
you
in a pair of penny loafers.
Cooler than the other side of the pillow.
That's right. With the penny.
With a dime in them. That's
not going to afford that. That's super we just cool. Went with a penny.
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours Legal Counsel / All Around Cool Car Guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And, of course, we got Bonafide.
Still here.
Tim Gurr. The Rambler Don't Man himself. Out. The Rambling Rambler Man.
I'm a rambling man. That's right.
Did you say that to your bride?
They wrote songs about
they have. The Marshall Tucker Band wrote a song.
That's right. From Spartanburg.
They had it. Go figure. You know.
Near Roebuck.
Not Bowling Spring, but.
It's close enough.
Close enough.
We ain't splitting hairs, all right? So, we'll say ain't hanging out in Belton. We're all right. You'll never look at Belton.
Y'all gonna
the same
keep on talking
way.
About this Rambler. I'm gonna go home and put a motor in it.
I'm telling you.
A four cylinder from a
Nova. No. First of all, you ain't gonna find one.
Yeah. Put two of them in there.
That's right.
Then you got you a V8.
So, but now they got hybrid cars and all this technology, but we really aren't making any leeway or any. The cars are heavier.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they get the same fuel mileage, if not as good.
A lot of times they get less.
Some do.
Yeah, I mean.
And they drive funny. You ever drove these half electric cars? It's weird.
No.
It feels funny.
No, in the 80s.
I drove one.
You push the accelerator pedal, it's like stepping on a plum.
In the 80s, they made cars simple and light.
That's yeah. That's not a good feeling.
Richard, what'd you say?
Back in the 80s, America to a degree, but especially the Japanese, they were just making small, simple, light cars.
Well, you got to think, they were building cars for what they thought they needed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Which here, you know, we got Montana.
Yeah.
There's roads in Montana that haven't been driven down yet.
I'm not sure what the relevance of that is. Yeah.
But I'm just saying. We're wide open spaces.
Oh, I gotcha.
That's right.
Well, that's great for an economical car, though, too. You just aren't going to be going very
fast. It's also great for a Lincoln.
Yeah.
Or a Cadillac.
An old Broham.
Or a crew cab pickup truck.
I can usually put a Honda in the trunk of my car.
Hey, well, you know what? Because you're a good person, that's why.
That's right.
I knew you was all right.
Just
people.
In case I run out of gas.
Because you
got a backup plan. But this is the thing about economy cars, and this is the problem with them. It's like, when they make an economy car, do they have to make it dorky too?
They are starting to, yeah. Well, they used to not. Now they are.
Like the Civics, like CRX Civics, that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Even before you put your 15s in the back. I mean, like, it was all right looking ride. Right. You know, it had the tail fin, had glass on it, so you could see out of it.
Yeah. First ones didn't, and it was a blind spot.
Right, the second gen.
Yeah, the second gen did have the glass. The first gen, you ain't seeing nothing.
Y'all got way too deep on that one. But you know what I'm saying. Yes. I agree.
I like CRXs.
I do, too.
You like CRXs. And Muratas.
And Muratas. I like to put a CRX in the trunk of the
car. No one has accused you of having bad or good taste.
Here's what's really weird. Is the mini truck's coming back?
The mini truck is coming back, but this is the thing that's changed. One, price point. Mini trucks were popular because they were less expensive.
Yep.
You got to think about it. Good fuel mileage, good delivery trucks, all that stuff. Well, now the Ford's like, we're bringing back the all-new Ranger. The Ranger is the Dodge Dakota for Ford now.
$41,000.
And this is more than an F-150 is.
Yep.
So you get two-thirds the truck. For a third more of the price, the math is all wrong here, you know? And that's the thing. Like, I've said this a million times, and I'm not a big Kia fan. I don't think anybody is a surprise.
I don't like where this is going.
But you see where I'm getting at. Kia makes a diesel engine for industrial equipment. A diesel four-cylinder turbo engine. That's very popular, a very good engine. If Kia came out, and they've been playing with it, they make SUVs, rear-wheel drive SUVs, real ones. Not a lot of the new Blazers, but like real SUVs. Why couldn't they make a pickup truck with a four-cylinder turbo diesel?
I got one for
you. You would put, literally, you think about all the utility companies, make I want roll-up windows. I want plain. I want the Isuzu pup with a Kia emblem on it is what I want.
You know what was crazy? You say that.
And you would set the market on fire because you'd have the only one. Because
it's,
the
already, it's already there.
The Ford Ranger can't do that.
Hold on a second.
But you know what's crazy? You say that. 2 days ago, and you know this, we just bought a brand new Hyundai. I got an email from Hyundai.
Who we?
Well, I got it from my wife. A Hyundai.
Don't.
Santa Fe.
We'll talk after the show.
But anyways. We're going
to pray for you.
Anyways, they sent an email saying that they are releasing a Hyundai pickup truck. They are fixing to release a Hyundai pickup truck.
Has it got the old kudzu interior?
I don't know what it's going to have. It was just an email sent out saying that they're going to be releasing a Hyundai pickup truck.
Mm-hmm. That's, you know what I'm saying. But that's a good thing. As long as they don't go crazy with it. Because this is the thing. Then you're like the Toyota Tundra, which is suffering the same thing as the Ranger. Hell, the damn Tundra, or not Tundra, but the Tacoma. The Tacoma
is not a little truck.
It is the size of a Silverado.
You're exactly right.
And the Tundra is a 3/4 ton truck. Literally. The half ton Tundra weighs 3/4 tons.
If not one
ton. It's mixed up. Seriously, though. Everything's getting bigger. But why do you need all this truck?
A lot of it's safety regulations, which is why we can't have the very simple vehicles that we had 30-something years ago.
You know
ago.
What? I'm going to tell you something.
I'm not saying I agree with it.
I had a Nissan Hardbody, 95.
That was cool.
That truck was tougher than whip leather.
Yep.
You can't. It was a bowling ball. You couldn't break it.
I drove one a whole week without oil.
I had one. I had one. Listen, I kid you not. I kid you not. I got one with no miles on it. The truck was almost brand new. What do I do with it? I'm a teenager. We break things. That's what we do. I tear stuff up. All right? Listen. I cranked the torsion bars down on it. I put lowering blocks on it. I drug this thing all over hell and half of Greenville. Drove it. One whole year in high school, I tore the exhaust out from under it. That's how low it was. I got mad because I had to drive it. And my driveway had a bump in it because I wanted a muscle car. And I hit that bump in my driveway running 40 miles an hour in this Nissan. Why it didn't break my neck and throw me through the windshield, I still hadn't figured out yet. This thing would hit reflectors in the road and spin them up. That's how low it was. I ripped the entire exhaust out from under it, out the back. All right? We put the exhaust back under it and drove it some more. I sold it to an auto body parts place. They raised it up and drove it for, they were driving all the way till they went out of business 2 years ago. Never changed oil in it, ever. It ran for it. You can't kill it. It was the Highlander of vehicles.
You're exactly right.
And I ain't talking about a damn Toyota. I'm talking about a real Highlander.
Yep.
But that's the thing. That's economy. Low cost maintenance to run it. That's economy. Not $45,000 Focuses.
That's not economy.
That's not economy.
That's rally.
I'm telling you, that's an economic crisis on my end right there. Tell you what else we got. We got to take this commercial break. Guys, we're talking all about real economy cars right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.